trapping and hunting gray wolves here in Wisconsin is currently forbidden under a federal court ruling that reversed an earlier decision that had removed wolves from the endangered species list.
Now, a new bill in the state legislature would end the DNR's efforts to manage the wolf population and remove penalties for killing wolves unless the federal government delists them as an endangered species.
Representative Adam Jarko is a Republican from the 28th Assembly District, including Balsam Lake. He's one of the authors of this bill. Representative Jarko, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, if this bill were to pass and this federal action weren't taken, we'll get to the federal side of this in a bit, what would happen? What would change?
If federal action were taken, is that what your question was?
If not, if the law passed and Congress didn't do anything, what happens under your legislation?
Sure. That essentially means that Wisconsin pulls out from the wolf management program. So Wisconsin currently acts as a partner with the federal government in enforcing the law as it relates to wolves and implementing a wolf management program. We would simply end that partnership. And the reason for that is we think that the federal government is acting in bad faith here by not delisting the wolf and leaving us with a population that is well over three times what the population goal has been.
And what kind of damage do you see from having the wolf population at that level?
It is significant damage. Senator Johnson, Ron Johnson, held a town hall meeting up in Spooner a couple of months ago, and the room was packed wall to wall with people telling their stories about how the wolves are impacting them. Senator Tiffany and I had a wolf summit in Cumberland last year, same thing. And you hear from farmers and ranchers, pet owners, hunters, that their cattle are being killed, that the deer herd is being killed, that they're scared to even go outside on a walk. It's a pretty significant problem and issue here. We heard from one farmer from Douglas County who said that their farm that had been in the family for over a century, he was thinking of shutting down because they just couldn't handle the stress of worrying if their animals are going to be slaughtered every night by wolves. Same thing with a high-end sheep farmer in Wisconsin, more in the central part of the state or north central part of the state. And it's just, they're just awful stories that you hear from these farmers. And the same thing with hunters and pet owners that suffer some of these same problems.
Now, we've heard from endangered species protection groups saying, according to some statistics, depredations by wolves, reports of those depredations are down in the state. The deer herd we've been hearing today as we come into hunting season has been on the rise in the state. Bigger numbers, bigger hunt expected this year. There are anecdotes, of course, but is it really the state of depredation that you're portraying here?
Well, last year was a record number of depredations, so I don't even know what they're talking about. Perhaps they've cherry-picked some numbers, which is what they like to do. But last year we had a record number of depredations. We have a record wolf population. So the idea that we don't have serious and significant issues is like burying your head into the sand.
Another concern that's been raised is that if these protections aren't in place, does that just in effect make poaching of wolves legal? And would this be a drastic reduction potentially in the wolf population back to dangerously low levels?
Not at all. What it means is if the federal government is so smart and they know everything about everything and they think that this is an endangered species, then they can handle it. Then they can enforce the law. They can give people tickets and prosecute them if there's a poaching issue. But the state of Wisconsin is not going to continue to act in this partnership when the federal government is acting in bad faith.
We're talking to our state representative Adam Jarko from the 28th Assembly District, co-author of legislation on gray wolves in Wisconsin, saying Wisconsin will stop its management, as we were just hearing, unless Congress takes action. And I think it sounds like that's your main goal here, Representative Jarko, to light a fire under Congress to get them to act. What are you hoping for from Congress?
Yeah, I mean, it's beyond my comprehension. We have a bipartisan bill that is languishing. We have Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin on the same bill as co-authors of it, along with Sean Duffy in the House and Colin Peterson, who's a Democrat from northern Minnesota. Well, this is a bipartisan bill. There is no reason that Congress can't get this done. In my understanding from Senator Johnson's office is we have 57 votes We have all of the Republicans and a few Democrats. And I just encouraged Tammy Baldwin to do her job, get three more Democrats. Let's get this thing done for northern Wisconsin. It's not enough to just put your name on a bill. You actually have to go out and work it and get some of your colleagues on board. And I'm disappointed that Senator Baldwin hasn't done that yet, and I sure hope that this will help encourage her to get a few more of her colleagues onto this bill.
What should wolf management look like here in the state as you see it when it comes to killing wolves that do commit these depredations to a wolf hunt? What would you like to see happening here?
You know, we had a really, really good management plan in place for 2 years until the federal government, the court in Washington, D.C., stepped in and ended our plan. It worked just perfectly. The DNR managed it really well. They managed to a population goal, and they were doing a really good job of achieving that goal. People were happy. What happens is if you manage the wolf population to a reasonable number in the 350 range, the wolves tend to stay out in the woods and the forest. They're not feeling the necessity to come and kill livestock because there's just not that much food pressure like there is when there's so many wolves out there like there is today. And so you can see from DNR data the significant drop in depredations when we were doing our wolf management plan. And we just need to get back to allowing the professionals at the DNR to do what they do and manage this animal.
I've interviewed a couple of different wolf experts and predator experts, and there's a school of thought that says, yes, we've hit the levels we need to and gone over them. Some more management is needed. There's a school of thought that says, no, they're not in all the areas they used to be. We can definitely afford a bigger wolf population. What's your view as a legislator on the argument within the conservation community?
Well, I mean, the argument is not in the conservation community. Those who believe that 950 or so wolves like we have today is not enough are on the extreme fringe. Even Senator Baldwin, who is a pretty liberal Democrat, believes that is too high of a number and it's time for Wisconsin to manage its population. If you think we're going to restore the wolf to its historic range, it's absolutely absurd that you would have wolves living in Madison. And maybe that's what we ought to do. I floated the idea last year of when we trapped troublesome wolves and bears, maybe we should relocate them to Madison, and then they'd take this issue seriously. And it's certainly tongue-in-cheek, but it is very frustrating for northern Wisconsin residents to hear from people who don't live here that we don't really have a problem. We're just kind of making it up. We know that we have a problem because we see it every single day.
Now, you and your co-sponsors, or co-authors, I should say, have this legislation. What are you hearing in the legislature from your colleagues in leadership about whether this might move forward?
I think there is an appetite, particularly among northern Wisconsin representatives and senators, to get something done on this front. And I'm really optimistic that we're going to move this forward, and we're going to put that pressure on Congress. And I'm really hopeful that Congress will do the right thing and return management to Wisconsin, just the way they did with Idaho when Governor Otter in Idaho did a very similar thing out there.
I was going to bring that up, actually. Idaho passed a similar bill about 6 years ago or so, I think. Is your bill modeled on what happened in Idaho?
Yeah, that was an executive order from the then Governor Butch Otter, and it was very effective. It brought a lot of attention to the issue, and I think probably partially as a result of that action by the governor, Idaho was delisted and now can manage their wolf population. And that's all we're asking for, is that we allow the Department of Natural Resources in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, and Wyoming to manage our own wolf population. We do not need Washington's interference in this issue.
As you mentioned, the wolf delisting from the endangered species list came from a federal court order. If Congress doesn't act on it, do you think that moving up in the court system might be another option to change things?
You know, maybe, but I've learned over the last number of years not to depend on the courts. Really, our job in the legislature and their job in the Congress is to make the laws, and we should not just rely on the courts to do these things for us. This is our job, and we ought to do it.
Have you heard from any members of Congress since you put this legislation out there, you and your colleagues?
Not directly, although I was pleased to see a couple days after it, Ron Johnson was asked about this issue at a public meeting or public forum, and he said, yeah, we really need to get back to pushing this legislation forward because, you know, frankly, he's right. There's not a lot that the state can do, so we're doing what we can here, but this is an issue for Congress, and they need to get on this.
We'll leave it there for now. Representative Jarko, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We've been talking to Adam Jarko. He's a Republican representative from the state's 28th Assembly District. We've been talking about a bill that he co-authored that would end protections of gray wolves here in Wisconsin and enforcement of related regulations unless the federal government, namely Congress, removes them from the endangered species list. This all comes from a federal court ruling that blocked the wolf delisting a few years back.